Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I got a slight call. I don't even know where I got it from, but bear with me. I still hope I sound the same, but God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living Today. And I tell you what, there's a scripture that says, without vision, the people perish. So, hey, so we really got to be on top of this thing because according to what's going on in our world today, a lot of people are perishing, and they're not perishing by gun or Molotov cocktail. They're perishing first in the mind. The body is the servant of the mind. So they first got to be thinking these thoughts of what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, and why they're going to do it. But you know what? We have today a message to America. You know, the time has been spent. Confusion has engulfed the land. Wise men are walking around as if in a drunken stupor. None are asking for advice or revelations of why our world has reached the point of self-destruction, almost the point of no return for human existence and for humanity at large. Where have the soothsayers gone? Where has the men who supposedly stood as watchmen, where have they gone? Where have they disappeared to? Is there still a voice in the land for right action? In fact, who's even interested in right action? If anybody was interested in right action, they would act right. My daddy used to say, you know what, I need to give these people an act right pill. I said, Bishop, I don't know how you come up with all these things. He said, I tell you what, hope they never turn off. And, of course, my father passed. But is there any kind of turnaround for what we see going on in the world? What about the voice of reason? Well, listen today and tune yourself closely in on this broadcast for thoughts. And, of course, we're looking for answers for a new tomorrow. Most of you know we have Dr. Colonel William Harrison with us every week. You know, I don't know how he's doing it. You know, I don't know how he get up and keep up and say, okay, I'm going to tune in and I'm going to bring some kind of sensibility from my mind to the minds of the listeners. I don't know how he do it. But one thing I do know, God has never left himself without a witness. You know, either you're a bad witness or you're a good witness. Either you have truth to say, you have nothing right or good to say. But right now we're interested on a message to America. And many people are not talking about America in a nice way as they should. So since we don't see a shutdown or a slowdown to a lot of the racial division, I don't know what had been happening. And many of you have also expressed the same interest on this topic. Where was America at 5 years ago? Where were they at 10? People was bowing down to each other. Black folk bowing down to the white man. 5, 10, 15 years ago, they weren't saying nothing. They were going around and about, I guess, hiding their true hearts, their feelings, and not wearing their heart on their shoulders, just going around in pretense. Groping around, as scripture says, in the darkness while eating and sleeping, going to jobs. Well, I tell you what, we have really missed the mark. So if some of us have been sleeping at the wheel, thinking everything is normal and telling others in our domain, yeah, it's going to be all right. Well, guess what? Some of us have found out those words weren't true. Going to be all right. What is all right? They probably couldn't tell you what that all right is because right now they can't dig graves fast enough for the COVID group. They cannot build prison and jail cells fast enough for the youth stumbling in there backwards. They cannot even put up domestic shelters fast enough. Women being run down the street, stabbed 16 times, baby in the arm. What has happened not only to America, but to the world at large? And people now are saying, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to know anything about that because I haven't got nothing good out of that. And we know that there's still a supreme being that's ruling and governing over our land. Someone asked me, Doctor, who you going to vote for? I said, I'm voting for the president of the universe. I'm not trying to get involved in it, even though I do know what my voter affiliation is. Right now, you can't put your trust in man. We've been warned not to do that. We've been warned to put it in a place, and that's why Colonel Harrison is with us this morning. Hi, Colonel Harrison. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Capitino. Listening audience doing great, and great to be on the show again after travel.
Well, we are glad to have you back here, back on board. Try not to go so far next time, because people are looking for the voice reason, and obviously they haven't found it anywhere else, or there would be peace in the land. Instead of peace, we have wholesale corruption by way of mouth, by way of tongue, corruption in the land. And there's a source that everyone really should be looking to hand down an edict of a message to America. Now, we're not saying the rest of the world doesn't need to hear a message. They most certainly do. They're going to hear one. It's not going to be the one they want to hear soon and very soon, as the song says. But now America tends to be the lead out and the lead in when it comes to commerce and the type of movement of commodities. And I can also add this, leading the world from the inside out. Many people lead their countries by what America does. What's happened in America to thwart that purpose of being the leader of the world? People are saying America can't lead the world anymore. I just read that a couple of days ago. What has happened that America has lost its lackluster, its purpose in the world?
Let me begin by giving an example that goes back perhaps 2,000 years, and it actually goes back beyond that. But the premise of this example I want to give is based in the Bible, is based in the Septuagint, the Greek Bible, is based in it's based in the Hebrew Bible, is based in the Holy Bible, traditional Bible, and it talks about the country Israel in the Middle East. Israel has a prime minister form of government now, but in the Old Testament days, it had a kingship, a monarchy form of government, where a man was in charge, not only the government, but the people. So when Israel had righteous kings were appointed unto Israel by God Jehovah, the people in the land were blessed and they prosper. And when Israel, for whatever reason, didn't embrace the righteous king and was given an unrighteous king, or they elected or appointed an unrighteous king, the people suffered. Thus is the fate of America. America has been duped because most people in America has put their trust in man's leadership, not God Jehovah, man's leadership. And it is clearly stated, with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. We have rejected God Jehovah, who's the one that provided for the ancient Israelites, the ancient Gentile saints, historically over centuries and thousands of years. And now here we are, a nation 44 years old, America, I believe, is. Yet it has lost its way, the most prosperous, industrious, and wealthiest, and technological sound nation in the face of the earth, but it lost its way because we turn away from God Jehovah, listening to man, telling lies, telling things that tickle the ear that people want to hear, and deceit, knowing it's not true, to just to have a position of power, just to have a position of authority, just to position themselves in a position to get wealth and so forth and so on, access to wealth. I don't never have even before I became a minister, I never had put my trust in man. And so that's where we are, and that's the problem with America.
Oh, my God, you know what? Wow, I was getting scared hearing that. That's very powerful, what you just said. In fact, everything you just said is very powerful, and that surely is the answer. And that's why the topic of this radio broadcast is a message to America. Somebody, somewhere, somehow, in some way, have got to listen, not to the voice of man, but to the creative force. That is what the supreme being, Jehovah, that's what he called himself. I am that I am, you know, it's a supreme force. So the problem is that do we think in our lifetime, and I hope it's long, do we think in our lifetime that there's going to be a return to God? There's John Horwath, he's a very prolific minister, new, they call him the next Paul. He has a booklet out, and I think I may have two copies of it. It says a return to God, and he goes back, I think, just like you did, back to the ancient pyramids of how people have always tried to worship through the manhood, but they never wanted to give homage to the true God. Okay, now he's fed up, and he's showing by the strength of his arm that he's not going to take it anymore. And right now we see that. And I know you were part of a group of world-renowned speakers that held on August 27th and 28th a very good meeting that was earmarked and titled, "What is the Future of the Black Man in America?" Well, that has resounding success, and I know some of what you just said was also spoken of during that conference. Now, I understand that you guys are going to be inducting people from the host organization, the International Platform for Peace, USA Division. It's going to be hosting these new inductees on October 16th. Not only because they spoke well, but because they spoke words of truth, and they had a message to America, not just for the black man, but for the black woman, white man, China man, a Mexican man, whatever, and whoever. But the message went out. And what do you think your message, August 27th and 28th, and, of course, the one that your newly ordained and soon-to-be inducted platform ministers, are they going to be carrying a message to America further down the road? Is your organization one that not only stands for peace but common sense living? I mean, what is going to happen now that your meeting August 27th, 28th was successful, and now here you go to pick up some new inductees. What are you guys doing? What are you hoping to share with America and beyond as a newbie organization of people moving forward? What is that going to mean?
It is our intent to shake the moral conscience of those who still have hope in America by turning them back to Jehovah God. There's fear, there's anxiety, there's nervousness, there's people committing suicide. So the organization is still advocating peace, social justice, equal justice, all those things, because all lives matter. So the premise is we cannot have happiness without peace. And we cannot have peace unless we have self-resolve within ourselves, unless we are our brother and sister's keeper, unless we love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And so we've drifted away from that. So we're advocating that through the fall of the black man in America, as the black man falls, so does other races and nationality of men and women fall. The man is the fiber of the family. So it's our goal to turn this thing around, advocating for man, woman, and children from all walks of life to reconsider their lifestyle, reexamine themselves, reexamine what they're doing, their lifestyle, how they're living, the way they're living their lives, how they're regulating their family, what their plight is. And if they want to do better, then they have to turn to the source that will help guide and direct and lead them to do better. But trying to do it on our own, trying to wing it, trying to depend on somebody else, trying to depend on mortal man is not without fault. Man is limited with their knowledge and their intellect. But God Jehovah is all knowing, and He can do all things but fail. So we got to turn back to the source. So we're delivering a message, using the platform as a plight of the black man to mobilize and galvanize everybody that we are. One, and we should be unified as one if we want to survive in America as a nation.
Oh my God, I'm scared again. God, Lord, yeah, you just said a mouthful, and you remind me of the pastor this morning that said, when God created the earth, He didn't create it for the black man. He didn't, when He said, come, let us make man in our image, He didn't say, let us make the black man in our image. Let us make the white man in our image. And this is why faith and belief in a higher power and a pledge to a higher power to live and walk and drink and eat and thank God at all times. That's why that is so important. Ignorance is the crutch of the wicked. And I can't be, I always bring up my father, the late Bishop James Howard Mims. People flew in from around the world for a Sunday sermon just to see him. They didn't have to hear him. Many said, I just wanted to see what the man looked like. This is the teaching that you just said that put me in the mind of some of the things Bishop Mims said. Hey, he didn't create the black man. All y'all black men, if you think that, get up and get out of here. Ushers, open the door and let all of them out. I mean, that hardcore truth that made him who he was. Still hear those words, because right now they're needed more, and you're talking like him. The more I hear you, the more I hear the words of my father. So if we just go all the way back, if all these millions that were sitting around in these places of worship, if they just thought of that, He didn't make this just for the black man. Feature of the black man in America. Oh, yeah, that opened the doors. But now we've got to look at, well, what's up with all y'all standing over there on the fence? What y'all standing there looking out for? So right now, as you said, this thing called a problem in America can only be resolved by those returning back to their source. Returning back to, and you know, you don't have to read the Bible 1,000 times. Just one reading will let you know, oh, my God, you know, oh, I didn't know this. This is the rope that I'm going to jump on now, and I'm not looking back. Grandma, come on, I'm not looking back. So with that being said, do you see any real change from what your team of speakers did August 27th, 28th, And just to think about inducting them, what do they have a new message? What are they supposed to be doing next after they get inducted? What is the dream there? I know they have to take an oath, and I believe from reading your website that they will officially be given their duties at your revival. What in the world are they going to be doing at 2021? After January, after receiving their orders, are they going to make a difference? Are they walking about now, you know, praying that, oh, Lord, use me, use me, use me, you know, it's a song. What are they going to be doing? What is going to be the focus of what you guys have started?
We will do as God's Son did 2,000 years ago, Matthew chapter 28. It says, go ye therefore, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We're sending, we're sending ambassadors out. Ambassadors, Jesus sent the cycle out. We're sending ambassadors out to tell people there is hope. We can save America. We can save our families. We can save our institutions. We can live together in peace as one. We can love, help, uplift, and support one another. We just have to be more kind and loving and compassionate, understanding toward one another. Because if one falls, all fall. This pertains not only to the black man, to the white man, to the red man, to the yellow man. We're all one. We were not created to be separate beings. Mankind was created to be social beings, to interact with one another and love and compassion, show compassion and support each other. So we are going back to the foundation. Let people know they are somebody. And together we stand, divided we fall. Our ancestors may have come to America on different ships, but today we're all in the same boat together. We either swim together or we're going to drown together if we don't unify.
Well, you know, there's a group of fascists and socialists that want to do just that. So what do you do with a group that has stated publicly all around the world that they are not going to stop until Christianity is eradicated out of the United States of America? They are not going to stop until those that they want to see in office are in office. Many are saying they're not going to even try to think about peace until they get the type of justice that they want. What do you do? What do you do with people like that, feel like that, think like that? And, of course, they're expressing their views. They talk like that. There's people from various protest groups saying that. I want reparations. I want people let out of prison. And I want this and I want that, or I'm going to continue my mayhemic behavior and whatever. What do you do with the group of those kind of people still roaming the streets of America?
Doctor, excellent question. Thank you. This is a revelation I just received while I was listening to your question. We go back 2,000 years ago to the historical biblical reference that a man named Jesus was born. So from the first century to the 21st century, a span of 2,000 years, Christianity came into being then, 2,000 years ago. People have been trying to destroy Christianity for 2,000 years. Guess what? It's still here. So those who are fascists, those who don't believe, those who deny the truth of God, those who are atheists, those who are agnostics, those who don't want to accept, they will die. They will die. They will not live long enough to destroy that which God has put in place. Because he's God, the creator of heaven and earth and all that dwells therein. They will not live long enough to be able to destroy Christianity. No man has that authority. Only God. God gave and God taketh away. They will not be able to do it. They will not live long. I declare and decree it this day that Christianity will last time perpetual and time and eternity.
Oh, my God. My bones are shaking. Hey, hallelujah. Praise God. That's exactly what the scriptures say. And people will say, they're going to call me, they're going to send me some kind of email. So, doctor, I thought you told us, or I thought you'd been saying this isn't a religious station. Well, we didn't say it right. We didn't say this was a religious station, but we're sure going to put the hammer on the nail. It's all about the creative force, the creator. It's all about people made in his image. So, excuse me. I don't think we can get away from talking about God now. You know, there's the Revelator John says heaven and hell will pass away, but not my word. So the word that's been on the streets of the universe is that my son is going to turn again, and he's going to set matters straight. He also said that in Revelation that those four riders of the horsemen, they ain't going to play. Once they're released, they ain't going to play. You can't buy them off. You can't offer them no sex. You can't do none of that because God's decree, whenever he has stated, they surely shall come to pass. And we're seeing just the manifestations of just the itty bit. Look at how one virus has turned the world upside down. I surely don't want to be on the outer regions of God's wrath. I surely don't want that. But now you have, and you raised a good subject here on about how Christianity will never be destroyed. Well, you know, they're saying that that is part of their goal. And this is why I was telling people you really got to look at what is actually going on to make an attempt to empty the churches. I haven't heard that they're shutting down any Hindu shrine. There's 40, 50 million Muslims here in America. I haven't heard one mosque being destroyed. Somebody better listen to me. I haven't heard one Hare Krishna building being torched. If people really look at this, it is the churches that are standing and calling themselves a church, and they got God somewhere on the building. People are not realizing that. So the commentator says it's an outright crusade to destroy Christianity. They don't care about three or four walking in there. They don't care about eight or nine sitting up in there. So what we already know that. We can look out on the streets on a Sunday. The beaches are full, supermarkets full, people shopping at discount stores all full, can't get in a gas station. People get their car washed and gassed up on Sunday. Nobody is where God would want them to be if he said, come together, let's get together and worship me. There's got to be a day for those to worship him. But if you look out over the horizon, them buildings are still standing, and people are running in them. They showed a whole group of people, thousands, buying down toward the east. I'm going to leave that there. So would you say that God's so-called ministers need to mobilize and get out there on the street carrying a Bible and let the world know that Christianity ain't dead? If I ain't dead walking with a Bible in my arms, I know it's not dead. What should people be doing now in the midst of all the trial and trouble that has to do with Christianity in the land?
Oh, but yes, ministers and others, other disciples who believe in the true and living God, has to go back to, lack of a better term, somewhat of a street ministry, crying out like Jeremiah did, telling people that they need to repent of their sins, like John the Baptist did. They need to repent of their sins, and if they don't, they're going to perish. And some will listen and some won't. But because the doors of a few churches are closing doesn't mean that Christianity is dead. Christianity is more powerful than a two-edged sword. It's more powerful than any power here on earth because it comes from above. It comes from God's throne there in heaven. There's no way they can destroy that which he brought forth through his son, Jesus the Christ. Yeah, I know a lot of them don't want to accept that, don't want to hear that name, but that name is above all. Every name and every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess some point in time that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. I'm speaking truth. I'm not trying to impose on anyone beliefs, but I'm speaking that which is true, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. No other way can you be saved than by the name of Jesus, whether you like it or not.
Wow, and whether they like it or not, they're going to our people in America. It's going to be in for a rude awakening. Now, I want to kind of put a little word out there. Reuters has said, now they're very good news reporting sources. They're saying thousands of churches have closed from coast to coast, thousands, not just a few, thousands. So I think we'll address this next week on our topic. Thousands have closed. So now, where are those thousands? And that's going to be our topic. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you guys. Wow, wasn't this beautiful? Wasn't this nice? Don't forget, you're going to be hearing some news, so watch your emails about the induction of the International for Platform Ministers, Peace Minister Induction, October 16th. You might want to tune in and rally around the men and women that are dedicating their lives again to a good cause. Okay. We'll look to see you in spirit, hear you in spirit next Saturday, same time, same place. Have a great weekend.